Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Give us a ring on that fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, 412-928-9370. Real quick, before we get into the next hot Pirates trade rumor, just to put a capper on that conversation we had about the NBA and the TV rights and how everything's going streaming, what does irk me, man, is, and they've done all the research, and they've got bajillions of dollars, so they know better than me. They're not going to do stuff that doesn't make them money. But I could see, like, the average fan, who's not the diehard, get squeezed out of watching as much football as they can, right?
Well, I mean, and it's happening in person, you know, with the stadiums.
Man, great
like,
point.
So, like, either way, it's like, oh, well, I won't go to the games because the tickets are too expensive, and then now these $2, $3, $4, $5 billion stadiums are not putting regular seats in. They are, but most of it is suites.
Yes.
And high-level suites, corporate suites. That's what they want because they want to get that bulk of the money. So now the average watcher can't go to games because it's too expensive, unless they know somebody that works for somebody and they're going to go to a game. But they can't go to a game, every single game, to in person. And now at home, it's going to cost them a lot of money to watch a football game for 3 hours on a Sunday.
Yeah. And it's the one sport above all others. I think college football's got a big layer of this too, but it's the one sport where if there's a game on, you want to watch. Not a lot of people are casual hockey fans, fans of your team, regionality. Same deal with baseball, but it's more on steroids, pardon the pun there. It's more about regionality. And there's some of that in college football, but we flip between all the games on Saturdays. Everyone does. If you're a college football fan, you're a college football fan. If you're an NFL fan, you're going to watch Thursday night football, or you were. You're going to watch Monday night football. We'll see if that stays with ESPN. But you never know where that kind of thing's going to go, but you can sort of read the tea leaves here. You're gonna push out the average Joe fan who doesn't have crazy amounts of disposable income. And as I think about college football and conference realignment and all that stuff and NIL, which I think is great for players, and finally pay for play, it should have been that way for a long time. No one thinks about the fans at all. We love these things. We are passionate about these things. They are cultural institutions. They're customary. Sundays are about church and ball, man. And yet, the people who care most, who have the means, are going to continue down that path. But the people who care the most that can't, I don't think they will. I think you rub those people the wrong way. It's very frustrating.
Well, I mean, this is almost the prime example of taking advantage of somebody.
Yes.
It's the prime example. And they know what they're doing. They know that people are, they know that they're in demand. And they know that people, if you don't have Amazon, they're going to buy it because they want to watch games. Because they want to see a certain team play. They know that people are going to do that. Or, you know, you just, like at the end of the day, they know that people are going to pay the money to do it because they are in such a demand, and that is absolutely taking advantage of the fans.
And if you clip off 25% of the people who are going to watch the game, but the 75 are going to pay for it, or however that breaks down,
right,
they've done the math. They know that enough people are going to watch and they're going to pay for the subscriptions that they don't care if they would lose eyeballs necessarily on it. Man.
Crazy.
It is. It is. And I mean, AT&T Sportsnet, we're talking $19.99 or $18.99, whatever it is, to watch the Pirates and Penguins. Okay. Okay. That's the way it is. And I think a lot of people probably are going to do that. That is affordable, but that's just one more charge on top of all the other charges you're going to have to pay.
I mean, like, maybe tell me if I'm wrong and tell me if this is stupid, but like, as big as ESPN is, why wouldn't ESPN try to get into a deal where they charge?
Well, they're doing a lot of that with the ESPN Plus
with
stuff.
With ESPN Plus, but I'm saying regular. So you're ESPN, and you're going to play the games on like regular cable and basically for free just on ESPN and ESPN2 or whatever it is. Like, so you're out of the mix of actually making extra money. Why wouldn't you think of start streaming?
And we're talking about the game.
Yes.
Not just, oh, you want to watch Iowa State and Kansas play football because you're a sicko, or you're just a fan of those prospective schools. No, we're going to put the game.
Yes.
Like, that's what they've done with Peacock and Notre Dame.
Right.
Notre Dame's got bajillion fans. Hey, we're going to put this one on Peacock.
Yeah.
Your entire life you've watched on NBC
right. At
3:30, and you know Joe Montana is going to be there. Hey, this is what we've known forever. Well, now Catholic Granny has to watch her Fighting Irish on Peacock. She ain't, but they don't care about her.
No.
And one last thing, this lawsuit with DirecTV and all that, so I did some reading. I needed the full 2 weeks to really wrap my head around everything going on there. Basically, the crux of that whole deal is they drove the prices on DirecTV up so much so that certain people would pay and they'll make their nut, but they would price out a lot of people because CBS, because Fox wanted people to watch the local broadcast so that they could generate their ad revenue. So they purposely priced people out. So instead of some dude in Atlanta who's from, I don't know, California, who wants to watch the 49ers, being able to watch his team on DirecTV, he's got to watch the local Falcons game or the NFC game of the week. Like, that just stinks. And the NFL's going to have to pay, and they thought they were going to win that lawsuit. Well, they got another thing coming. People are pissed, and it's where we are now. Eat at Arby's. 412-928-9370. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Paul Zeiss yesterday, right here on 93.7 The Fam, said that the Buccos are closing in on trading for Taylor Ward. That was refuted by a national report from Robert Murray, who's tapped in on a lot of things. But then I saw a lot of Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim beat writers say that, yes, the Pirates have had conversations with the Angels about Taylor Ward. Now, Taylor Ward's not a great player, but the last 4 years, he's been an above-average player. He hit 23 homers in 2022. He hit 14 homers last year, but was hurt. Really good player prior to his injury. Not so great after the injury. This year, he just tweaked his knee, but he was then in the lineup the next day. He's got a 737 OPS, 14 home runs. He would provide a significant upgrade to the Pirates' current outfield predicament. But what I'm wondering is, after Bob Nutting's comments, after the foundation that he laid, oh, we could be involved early, we're trying to win, 100% our goal is to make the playoffs this year. I wonder, Doran, if Taylor Ward scratches the itch enough for you. Like a guy of that ilk, or a J.J. Bleda, and all the things I just said about Taylor Ward, you could basically say about J.J. Bleda. Pretty good player, not a great player. Both guys are arbitration eligible after this year. Does it get Pirates fans, does it get you excited that that's the direction that they're poking around in?
Well, what was Michael A. Taylor's numbers last year? Basically, it's the same guy. You know, I mean,
21 homers.
Right. He's Michael A. Taylor. Then he comes here, and he's probably not going to be It doesn't. To answer your question, no. It's the same type of guy. He's going to come here, and it's not going to be the glory days of whenever he was at the height of his career. Michael A. Taylor, how do you fall off like that? I know how. I get it. But, like, 21 home runs last year, and now you can't even hit a baseball?
And Oliveris, who they sent down to AAA. We're talking about, great point by you, guys that have done it, and then they come here, and all of a sudden, what the hell are they doing? And for half the year, the same was true with Rowdy Tellez. He hits 35 homers 2 years ago, and then now he can't hit his way out of a paper bag. You think about Yasmani Grandal. His career was going down, but now he's rock bottom.
Yes.
And it's happened with a lot of guys here. I had not thought about it from that standpoint, where you bring in an above-average player, assuming that they're going to keep up their above-average abilities, it would be better to go out and get a bona fide guy who you know you can't screw up.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like they're going to do that. It seems like they're going to go with the cheap option. And again, I do think these guys are upgrades, but they are guys. And they're only upgrades on the Pirates because they don't have any guys apart from their top guys, if that makes sense. Where do you come down on this, Pirates fans? Taylor Ward is a name that was thrown out there by Paul Zeiss yesterday and then confirmed by a bunch of LA Angels beat writers that the Pirates are interested in. Does that get the needle moving? Does that get something else moving? 412-928-9370. There are another couple of guys that fit that mold that I think the Pirates are in on. We'll talk about them. We'll hear from you. Your phone calls, your text, your tweets coming up next. Again, at 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Protection. So Zeiss reporting that the Buccos have had conversations with LA about Taylor Ward. Also, I've seen it floated out there that they've been interested in JJ Bleda. Dorn makes a good point in the last segment. Like, these average players that come here haven't necessarily done great. Michael A. Taylor, Edward Oliveris, they sort of turn back into pumpkins. I'm looking at J.J. Bleday's numbers right now. Now, he plays for the Oakland A's, soon to be Las Vegas A's. And this is the best year of his career. He's got a 727 OPS. Last year, it was in the 660s. The year before that, 586. He's only 26. Perhaps he's coming into his prime. Or this would be the classic case of guy who's having one good year, his only, and I put that even in quotes, his only good year of his career. You go out and you trade for him. What if he just sucks and had a hot first 91 games?
Right.
That's a possibility. So a guy like that doesn't really get me going. Taylor Ward gets me more going, and they would represent upgrades, no doubt. But I could foresee, Dorian, where they trade Aroldis Chapman, where they trade a Martin Perez, where I heard Zangrilli say this yesterday, they could consider selling high on a Rowdy Tellez, or maybe they just want to move on from a Key Brian Hayes. I could see them move guys off the roster and kind of do the sell and buy thing all at the same time. And I do wonder how Pirates fans would take that. Like, you're, what are you, the Penguins?
Right.
Like, the Penguins, let's sell off Jake Ensel, let's get a Michael Bunting, let's keep the door open on some of these prospects. Like, I don't know how fans are going to take that when you take pieces off the roster and then add almost simultaneously.
Well, I mean, it depends on what the pieces would be. And if those guys, like, Rowdy Tellez is hot right now, but he could also go back to a pumpkin too. Like, I mean, but Brian Hayes hasn't been hot, and you're paying a lot of money to that guy, and he really hasn't been consistent at the plate in a long time. So I think that if you can get something decent for him, I think that Pirates fans will be okay with that. I really do.
I'm starting to get there, man. He's got an OPS under 600. He's had three good months in his career where the ball's gone over the fence.
Exactly.
I mean, really, three good months.
You're paying $70
million? Yeah. He's hitting .290 in his last 10 games, and that was brought up on the Pirates broadcast last night. And look.
We should be happy about that?
Right, because there's no power. There's no power. Everyone hit homers the other night. It was contagious. It was like COVID. Yeah, everyone hit a homer. Seven home runs. So, of course, he was going to hit one in a game where you won by 10.
Like, the last 10 games, .290, and we're happy about that.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah, no.
He's really turning the corner. No. If he were not an injury risk, then his glove alone would be worth the contract. But then you also take into account he's not available very often. Or he'll go on long stretches where he's not available. Troy in Mount Washington first up today. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So in the city of sports indecision that we live in with our franchises, where the Pirates don't know if they want to give up prospects or get a, you know, high-paid player. Steelers don't know if they want to be a run team or they want to use Russell or Fields. You know, Penguins don't know if they want to go old or get new. What I want from them is what every big sports franchise that has been successful has done lately is add stars. You don't add average players to teams and win championships anymore.
Thank you, Troy. I got to cut you off here, brother, because like I disagree with the first two. Like I think the Steelers want to run the football. I think they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you hire Arthur Smith. That's why you draft two offensive linemen in the first two rounds. I think they know what they are. I think the Penguins have a plan. I think the Pirates kind of got caught with their pants down. I think the Pirates didn't think this would be the year.
You think the Penguins have a plan? I think they don't.
I think they have a plan.
I think they want to have a plan, but their plans are halted because of certain players.
Mm-hmm. And their inability to move those certain players. I think last year's plan is different than this year's plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it didn't work last year for Dubas, and they missed the playoffs again. And he was thinking, we'll bring in a good player in his mind in Graves. We'll bring in Carlson. We'll get the bad contracts out. And we think that'll push us to the playoffs. And then because they fell short, now they've pivoted to this plan where let's try to accrue as many picks as we can and move. I think they know what they want to do now, but I think it's a totally different thing than Kyle Dubas thought he would do when he took the job last year, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Steelers, I think they know exactly what they are. I think they're a running football team that's going to play defense, and now they feel like they've got a good enough quarterback to where they can win games that way.
But they also had to alter to get to
that
too.
They did. And I think the Pirates now are in a position where they want to win, and the owner comes out and says 100% the goal is to make the playoffs. But as they entered the season, I think they thought improvement is our goal. We won 76 games. Let's win more than 76 games. Let's take another baby step forward. And now here they are taking in the scope of the National League going, oh, shoot, now what do? We want to offload all these one-year contract guys, but we also want to try to win baseball games.
See, I'm with Troy, though. Like, if your mindset is to improve and you're the Pirates, there's only really one way to do that, and that's to get players that are good. And, I mean, he said stars, but, like legit players.
I see.
Look what the Steelers did. They're like, we have to improve at quarterback. And they got a legit quarterback, which they didn't have last year.
Who threw nearly 30 touchdowns last year.
Who won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's improving on paper.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how it plays out. But on paper, that's improving.
You know what? Stars is where he lost me. But
right.
but you're saying it, and well, you're a radio host. You're saying it better than Troy didn't love you, Troy. Yeah. Sorry about cutting you off there quick. I wanted to get to another couple callers as well. Yeah, I get that. Well, let's get another Edward Olivares. Doesn't exactly get the juices flowing. Yeah. Guess who's on the line? Southside Jake. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you today?
What's up?
Nothing much. It's good to hear your voice, Crowley. I'm happy to have you back there.
Thank you.
Same with you, Doran. Real quick, I wanted to touch on this Pirates topic here. In my opinion, I do believe that if they get into the playoffs or wild card, they could be pretty dangerous if they're starting pitching. They definitely need to add some bats, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm 35. I know you guys are around the same age. In my cognitive life, they have been to the playoffs wild card one time and then dismantled a 98-win team. What is going to make it different this time? And I just don't see it being ever different. I'm sorry.
I think a lot of Pirates fans feel the same exact way.
It's easy to say, too, that it would be different because of Skeens, but they had Garrett Cole. You know, it'd be that could be the argument. Oh, well, they had Paul Skeens now, so, you know, you could surround him. But they had a Paul Skeens-esque type player in Cole then, too.
And the other thing, too, is that core to me was just better.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Reynolds.
Just across the board.
Yeah.
For sure.
Reynolds is a really, really good player. He's their best, most consistent offensive player. But for 13, 14, and 15, that was McCutchen, and he was winning an MVP and contending for MVP. And you had bona fide dudes in the rotation that were going to give you innings, and the bullpen. The bullpen, to me, was the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go out and you can if you, that was one thing Huntington was really good at. You don't have to spend a lot on bullpen, and he made good bullpens. Now you're spending $10.5 million on Aroldis Chapman. You're rolling the dice every time he goes out there. So, but to my point about the core, they had Pedro Alvarez, who led the NL in home runs. Your corner infielder that you're paying is Key Brian Hayes.
And he has an OPS under 650.
Under 600 now.
600, yeah.
Like, that's the thing. And that team would add carefully around the margins, and they spent like $15 million, whatever it was, on Russell Martin. And then you go out and you get Marlon Byrd with his man boobs and all that. But you didn't need to go out. The difference now is to circle all the way back to Troy. Go get guys, to your point. Go get guys. They didn't need to get guys then because the foundation was the guys. And they needed the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to add a guy because your core is more on the piece side of things.
And they're hoping,
if that makes
sense. They're hoping that the core can be like back in 2015,
mm-hmm.
that era. That's what they're expecting. Like, we need our internal guys to be better. That's what they're saying.
Yes.
We need it to be like that so then we could add a little piece to make it, to take it over the top.
Yes.
That's, and they're hoping. So what Jake just said, why is it going to be any different?
Yeah. I mean, you had Neil Walker back then who was like their fourth or fifth best hitter.
Yeah.
And he was a 20 home run second baseman.
Their mindset is the same. They're just hoping that they're hoping more this time than actually having.
And we haven't had this conversation in a long time, but It's where the development comes into it so big. Like, if you're going to be the team that's not going to spend a ton of money, you need to hit on the guys that you do spend money on, and we've beat that one to death, but you also need Key Brian Hayes to be the prince that was promised. you needed Key Brian Hayes to keep up with the Brian Reynolds and Mitch Keller, the other guys that you paid.
Honestly, like, if Key Brian Hayes was worth the money, if he's playing to his to where his worth is for how much he's getting paid, this team would be in contention.
You're four games above 500, yes. And not four games
There's
below.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he is the missing link, and it's almost like demoralizing because you're paying him so much money and he just can't be a huge asset, which mm-hmm. you're expecting him to be.
I think Cruz has had a good season, but I just saw a list come out of the top 10 shortstops in Major League Baseball from MLB Network. He's not on there. Mm-mm. He needs to be on there. And those are the core pieces we're talking about. And it's not as sexy as, oh, the owner doesn't want to spend money. Oh, the owner won't let them make trades, X, Y, Z. Well, okay, yeah, Cruz needs to be, he needs to be a 35 homer guy.
And I'll give him a little bit of pass because obviously he was injured, but he's not getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, you're not paying him hundreds of millions of dollars to just be slightly above average right now.
Right.
He's still young. I'll give him a little bit of pass there. But the guy next to him, like, I'm stuck.
I get it. No, I totally get it. And then the development standpoint, the guy actually hits the ball well in the second half of the season last year, the last 2 months, because he's working with someone not within the organization or in the organization that they then kick out of the organization because, oh, no, we can't have it that way. We've gone long. That's a good talk. And thank you for the calls. Troy, I'm sorry I cut you off early. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn can weigh in on some of these subjects. Our baseball talk right there on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Joined right now on The Fan Hotline by our sports director, our friend Jeff Hathorn. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Morning, boys.
Look at Jeff. What hat you got rocking there, Jeff?
The It's About the Warrior Foundation.
Oh, there we go. Doran with the Ohio State guess. Jeff, we were just talking about Taylor Ward and J.J. Bladé and whether or not a move like that would quell the masses. If they went out the Buccos and got a guy like that, is that enough? Like, can that help propel this bad lineup with this pitching staff into playoff contention, or is that just, you know, an ad for an ad's sake?
I don't think it's enough. I think it would make some people happy. You know, and I say it's not enough, and that's kind of assuming that not everybody gets hot. You know, that not everybody goes to Les, some of the guys that are struggling. But the thing I like, especially about a Ward, is you need a corner outfield bat. He has control for a couple of years. Those are the type of trades. If you're going to make them now, don't go for a rental. If you're going to go for a player now and you're going to empty out some assets of the farm system, go for somebody that's going to be with you for a couple of years, because I think the window for the Pirates to contend for the playoffs is a couple of years based on the pitching staff, based on some of the guys they have signed. What I really want them to do is they should have done it this offseason is open the pocketbooks a little bit more in the offseason. Now they've really proved it. Like, hey, we've got the pitching. Like, go out in that offseason and bring some assets that won't cost you pieces of your farm system.
Jeff, should the Pirates flirt with trading Key Brian Hayes?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you see it. I mean, it just doesn't seem like the same guy.
Does he seem disengaged a little bit too? I don't know that it's not because he doesn't care, but it does seem like it seems like he's kind of swimming in it right now.
Well, I think he's frustrated, obviously, and that's understandable. I think when you're dealing with a back, it can just brings that mood down. I mean, your back's sore, you're trying to do better. It's frustrating as hell.
We can relate to that.
He's not trying. I don't want to say that, and I don't want to say that he's doesn't care. I don't think any of that is true. But you can see there's a frustration, and he's waiting for something. I mean, he's made a little bit better contact here and there, but then he'll have a couple of games where he doesn't get a hit. I mean, it's like the cycle that doesn't stop. And I don't know what stops it for him. I mean, he had the DL stint and you kind of hope, okay, he's going to come back a better guy. And he's been that same inconsistent player. He might be one of those players, I've heard this floated around, where a scenery change would just be good.
I can't believe that we are, what is this, year four for Ke Bryan Hayes, I think. And we're talking about he's, and I'm not blaming you, Jeff, but we're talking about, well, he's hit 290 in his last 10 games, and things are starting to perk up for one Ke Bryan Hayes. What about O'Neal Cruz? So he's banged up. You'd like to see him get into the lineup today. He was running before the game, and I guess Alika Williams no longer on the taxi squad. Have they gotten enough out of him to this point, and how do you kind of project the back half of his season?
Well, I think based on the talent that he has and the ability he's had, I mean, they haven't gotten the most out of him. I think there is more. I would like to see him get challenged when he's healthy, get challenged more against lefties. I mean, I know he's not great, but even if he strikes out three times, that fourth time, he might make a difference in a game. So keep him out there as an everyday player. I would like to see that. I think there's more in there. I think we're seeing bits of it. I mean, he missed all of last year. I know this is a long time since then, but every once in a while you see, but he does need to be more consistent. And as for not playing the last couple of games, I mean, the word that they like to use is abundance of caution. Like, if you were to go out with a tender hamstring and rip it, then you're really beating your head against the wall, because as much as you need him during this stretch, if you don't have O'Neal Cruz for the rest of the season, any faint hope of them in the playoffs is gone.
No, and that also, I mean, that stunts his growth again.
Yes.
For the second year in a row.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, if you're worried about that, yeah, you definitely have to be cautious with that, because if he does, you know, rip that hamstring, I mean, you're worried about next year and just his whole entire future.
Yeah, and the biggest thing with those type of muscle injuries is just give it a little rest. Give it a little downtime. You've got the All-Star break coming up. I mean, I know you like Andrew McCutchen in the lineup, and I know that you drive with your legs. How about a couple of games at DH, you know? And it's okay if you hit a ground ball at somebody and you just kind of jog down to first. But I would want to see that bat in the lineup. If he's going to be, you know, on the active roster, find a way to get him in as a DH a couple of times.
We have managed the clock like Mike Tomlin in a big game here, so we don't have a lot of time, Jeff. But Jared Jones, again, abundance of caution. I mean, just reading the tea leaves, like, I'd be shocked if this guy throws a pitch for the Pirates before 6 weeks from now. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, July's out. I think we're looking at optimistically mid-August. That's optimistic. And I don't know, for some people, I mean, I throw this back at people. I mean, do you still have the same thoughts of them this season without Jared Jones? And the other part of it is he was going to get at least slowed down a little bit in the last couple of months to manage that pitch count. I don't know if this is, I mean, depending on how he responds from the lat injury, I don't know if he would end up missing more starts than he might have had to just because of the workload that they're putting on him. So, yeah, abundance of caution. This guy is a key part of your rotation going forward. And, you know, you talk about playoffs. I mean, Jones is one of those guys that has to be in that rotation if you're going to take that next step.
Jeff, thank you for your time, brother.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff. Man,
Jeff Hathorn. We got Jordy Mercer coming up at 8 o'clock. You had something to say.
Can I run something by you next segment?
Yes. What's it about?
Baseball.
Okay. I would love this. We want to make sure you stick around for the next segment, too. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. We want you to come around for every segment. Every segment, we want you right here with us. So get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Former Bucko, current Pirate analyst on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, Jordy Mercer, going to join us at 8 o'clock. Doran, you wanted to run something by me and the listeners here.
Yeah, I mean, we're all talking about right field, right? And, you know, you need that corner outfielder in that bat and try to upgrade in that area. You're talking about Taylor Ward. You're talking about other guys that the Pirates could possibly trade for. I honestly, if when this guy's fully healthy, I would move O'Neill Cruz to right field. I mean, you have prospects in the minor leagues that are middle infielders. I would explore Peguero at second. I'd move Gonzalez to shortstop full-time, or even Triola at shortstop or back to second full-time. I feel like you have a nice chunk of players that are middle infielders that will be a part, and you hope to be a part of this club for a long time. With Cruz's length, with his arm, I would explore that. I just would. With his athleticism, his size, I would explore moving him to the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, eventually Tamar Johnson will be here. You know, ETA like 2025. We'll see about that. That's what it's listed on MLB.com. I mean, you got Mitch Jeb coming up as a middle infielder, Suche Cheng coming up as a middle infielder. Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike that at all. I don't think Cruz has been as bad at shortstop as I thought maybe he would be. Like right now, he's a slightly above average shortstop by the metrics. Like if he landed there, I don't think that's the worst thing. I mean, he's got the bat that profiles more as a corner guy, too. I would have to really believe in the prospects coming up, because I think what we're now circling around is you could move him there. If these guys don't come up in short order, you're filling a hole and you're opening up another hole. Like, I wouldn't hate it, but I wouldn't hate it at all, actually. Like, I think it's on the table probably for them, but I don't know that they have the immediate short-term solution at middle infield. Like, I like Nick Gonzalez. I think he's really played well defensively,
very
too.
Well, but I think he could do the same thing at short.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and then, you know, you could kind of pick your poison, I guess, with second base, or even go in the offseason and get a second baseman instead of a right fielder, and you have that length out in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up Peguero, who's been okay.
He's, what, 744 OPS, I think he's at right now.
I went through the trouble of looking it all up. You got it, yeah. Which, you know, they're saying now, all the talking heads, the Charringtons, the Derek Sheltons, like, it's tough to project from AAA to the majors, but we've seen Peguero come up here.
Yeah.
And he was right in the thick of that. He was right in the thick of that competition.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually get him up here pretty soon. Like, it's a little bit discouraging that they were waiting on Cruz and they had Alika Williams on the taxi squad.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen enough of him. I've seen enough of Alika Williams. Like, if you're going to do the taxi squad thing, and you've had Triola, who's played short, and you've had Nick Gonzalez, who you've moved over to short, can we just see Peguero up here, please? I don't need to ever see Alika Williams in the lineup again whenever you got a team that can't hit. So I actually do like it from that standpoint. Like, and Peguero, I think, has played some outfield, too. So, yeah, if he played second and Gonzalez played short. And
or vice versa.
Yeah. I don't know that. Like, I kind of want to see Cruz not have to learn outfield on the fly like we saw with Henry Davis. Like, I would do it probably as a spring training thing next year.
Yeah.
And then see how Tamar Johnson's coming along. It's a good thought. Jordy Mercer joins us next. We can kick that around with him as well. I also want to talk about the 2013. I don't think Jordy was on the 2013 team.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, he was on all those teams. I want to talk to him about those cores and the difference maybe between those and this year's core. So Jordy Mercer joins us next. Fan weather first. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 83.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.